Let us go quickly over the Gemara from Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Va'ozdu letamayu. So the Gemara says that what Rabbi Yochanan said, our Mishnah is speaking about Lo Yasru Bai, and that is why one is Chayiv Knas Bebo'a Lachoysai. And Rish Lakish said, our Mishnah is going according to Rab Meir, that holds Leike Mishalim, is Va'ozda Letamayu. These two Terutzim went Lishitosam. The Chiosa Rav Dimi Omar, Chayvei Misi Shoigigim, V'chayvei Malki Yishoigigim, V'dovar Acher, Rab Yechanan Omar Chayiv. Es ist Rav Dimi, etc. Rav Yechanan holds Chayvei Misi Shoigigim, V'chayvei Malki Shoigigim, and Achiev Momin. So one is Chayiv to pay. There's a Chayiv Oynish B'Shoigig, not B'Poyol, so it doesn't pater from Tashlumi. Reish Lakish Omar Potter. Reish Lakish says that it paters even though there's no Einish B'Poyol. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Doho Lo Yasru Bei. Since there was no Asro, so there's no Einish B'Poyol. So, that's no steering K'day Rishosai. He's only getting one Einish. Reish Lakish Omar Potter. Kiven De'ilu Asru Bei Potter. If there would have been Asra, so he would be Potter, is ki loy Asra bei nami Potter. So afilu, there is no Asra, it also Potters. Eisvei Reish Lakish l'Rab Yechanim. It says in Pasik, b'lo yiye osain, if the Isha will not die, onaish ye onish. So then the person who was naigif her pays the mevlodis. My love, osain mamish. The posik means to say, if she doesn't die, so then you pay the mevlodis. In other words, but if she does die, then there's no tashlumim of the mevlodis. Now the posik did not specify if there was Hasra, if there wasn't Hasra. B'chol oifen, if she dies, he's potter from the Mevlodis. So we see that a chiyuv misa, even though there's no einish misa b'poyel, potter's also from the Mevlodis. And davke lo yiye osein, if she did not die, so then there's an einish of the mevelotis. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, loy din osain. No, loyia osain does not mean that she did not die, that there was no din osain, there was no chiyev misa on him. Then he pays the mevelotis. Let us see, Rashi, my love osain mamish, im loy mesa ho isha, ye onesh hanoigif bit mevlodis, ha imesa, but if she does die, lo ye onesh, then we're not manishim the mevlodis, afilu lo yisru boi, vikashel ab yechene, lo yidinos, nochiko makro, im ein mishpat morves lenoigif, if there's no dinos, and there's no mishpat morves lenoigif, ki goin, and that can be one of two ways. Shaloi meisa ha'isha. Oi meisa v'loi hisru boi. So then is onesh ye onesh. Now there's a second lashon. Eisvei Rav Yechna l'Reish Lakish. V'loi yiya osain onesh ye onesh. That Rav Yechanan learned pshat in the posik. My love din osain. If there won't be a dinos, and if there's no chiyuv misa, then onish she onish. So Reish Lakish answered, loy osain mamish. It means, we don't need a din osain to pater him from tashlumim, and osain mamish will also pater from tashlumim. Now let us see Taisvis. My love osain mamish. So Taisva says, has Abayodike Kasha. If Osain means Osain Mamish according to Resh Lakish, so how do we say Pshat in the safe of the Posik? The Posik says, Im Yiya Osain, Binosato Nefesh Tachas Nofesh. Now what does Osain mean over there? There you have to say, it means Din Osain. You can't say Im Yiya Osain if she will die, Binosato Nefesh Tachas Nofesh, and you'll kill him. It matters if there was Asra. So Im Yiya Osain means Din Osain. Benasata nefesh tachas nefesh is only if there's a din osain. And in the reish, that's a mi osain. In the reish, mlai osain, that already means osain mamish. So Taisa says, afal gav de sefer dekro di mosain yiye al kolchoch haino din osain. There it means din osain kedachsi benasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Mikol mokim liye osain avamash malay osain mamish. But the reisha, loyi osain means osain mamish. Hinami. Im osain yiye nami boile meima. Bahavi osain mamish. It means an osain mamish. The dorish venosato nefesh tachas nefesh. I know moment. It means an osain mamish. Does not mean a din osain. Im yiya osain. It will be an osain mamish. Then, benosato nefesh tachas nefesh. So then, you'll be moment. Dmei anerek. So Taisvis means, in other words, that Resh Lakish learned Pshat in the Pasuk like Rebbe, that Niskavein Lari Gezeh Vohor Gezeh is Potter from Mise, but is Chayiv L'Shalem Demei Hanerag. But Yechayiv L'Shalem Demei Hanerag. Now, we have to understand, so what happens with the Dmei Vlodis. The Pasuk says, Im lo yiya osain, if she doesn't die, so then onishi onish, she paid Dmei Vlodis. And if she does die, then you paid Dmei Hanerak. And what's with Dmei Vlodis? So let us see, you say this like Maram Shif. The Maram Shif has two Mahalchem to explain this Teretz of Taisvis. The Maram Shif says as follows. Haino moment. Look, the Maram Shif, Afal gav de svirelei, chayve mise shoygigim pturim. So, Higufa, we have to understand. If Chayve Mise Shoigigim are Potter according to Resh Lakish, so what's Pshat Momen? Why do you pay the Dmei HaNerag? This is Chayve Mise Shoigigim. Vimkein, Av Beloinis Kavan Leisha, Rak Lechaveiroi, Mikom Mokim Miftel, Yesh Loima the Sphira Leike Rebbe, Resh Lakish holds like Rebbe. The Omar Niskaven Lare Gezer, Vahora Gezer, Potter Mimise, Vechaye Betashlumi, Bedorish Nefesh, Bedorish Nasata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh Momin. Resh Lakish holds like Rebbe. And here the Pasuk said Beferish, that by Einay Niskaven, Lare Gezer, Lahorgoi Vahorgoi, Bizadin of Mamay. We find the Chachomim hold that by Einay Niskaven, you're Chayiv Mise. Niskaven Lare Gezer Vahorgoi Gezer. You have to understand, this person is a reitzeach. This person wanted to kill. He wanted to kill one person, and he ended up by killing someone else. But he made a hakor sheyesh by k'day lahomis, with an intent lahomis. No, he killed the wrong person. That means he didn't kill the person he intended to kill. So the chachamim hold, you get killed for that. That's a maaser ritzicha. You wanted to kill, and you killed. You didn't kill the person you had wanted to kill, so you killed someone else, another yid. But you are a ritzayach. In this case, Rebbe holds the zegzeres hakosuf, that when a person kills einei miskaven, so here's the din, you have to pay mamon. V'nesata nefesh tachas nefesh mamon. V'kivin da'av ba'asru lekamise, zokta marim shiv. So here, afilu with hasro, if there was hasro, they told them, you're not allowed to kill. And you're making you're doing a pula that will kill. And he killed. Von deswegen, there's no misa. Which is a chiddush according to Rebbe. Lahochi chayiv momen. That's why he's chayiv momen. The davke ben iskaven loy. The ba'asru boy chayiv misa. Potter af beloy asru. Dahainu ben iskaven le'isha gut. Gufe potter af beloy asru. The Maram Shif seems to be saying that a retziche without kavone is kill than lay asru, because if one is mechaven, so by asru, yechayiv misa. And lo yasru, al koponim, it patas for a moment. So you have a chiyuv misa, without an einish misa, and that is why you're potter for a moment. But, if it's einei miskaven, so there was a hasro. So why isn't there a chiyuv misa? By miskaven, what is hasro, there's a chiyuv misa. And einei miskaven, even there was a hasro, there's no chiyuv misa. So it seems einei miskaven, a harige, if he wasn't miskaven to kill this person, even though there was hasro, it's not chayiv misa. There's no einish misa. And there's not even a chayiv misa. There's only a chayiv dome. So that's what the Maram Shif is saying, according to this first teretz. That einei miskaven, according to Rebbe, even though there was asro, there's no chiyuv misa, so this is kill from lehisro boy by miskaven, and that is why the pasuk says nosata nefesh tachas nefesh you pay the dmei hanerek. What'll be with the dmei blodis? Yizicha paid dmei blodis also. So how does the pasuk go? So the pasuk means to say like this: Im lo yia osain. She only paid my blooders. Im yia osain. Nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, besides the Dmei Vlodis, you'll also pay the Dmei HaNerak. That's how it would seem the Maram Shif learned in the first Mahalach. Oyev shel aforish, kmo shekosvu atoisvus achakach, betoned vecheskiye, mavke mederebi, davke boho, teloi chilakto, beloi niskaven, behind the linyan de mehanere gatsmoy. Avole inyan momen acher, svirelei ketoned vecheskiye, Ochinami chai v'misis shoygigim v'dovar acher svirle el reshlokish de potter avaloi sein momen chayiv. The Mamshif in the second Teret seems to be saying that there's a difference between Dmei HaNerag and Momenacher. And Taisvis brings later, we'll see in the next Taisvis, that Tone de Becheskiye is chaylik an Rebbe, is chaylik an the Rabbonim. Rebbe holds Nesata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, Painim is Kaven is Momen. Rabbonin hold on Satan Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, Beinim Miskaven is Mamish Nefesh. Tone de Vecheskiye says Bein Niskaven, Bein Shein Niskaven, and he holds that Ein Niskaven is part of a Misa, part of a moment. That's the Dmei HaNerek. What is the Dmei Vlodis? So Tone de Vecheskiye holds that he's potter also from the Mevlodis by Inem Niskaven. And Rebbe, who holds that Yechayiv de Mei HaNerek, holds also that you're potter from the Mevlodis. It's only a Chaymer of the Mei HaNerek. But the Mevlodis will be potter. So the Maram Shif wants to say that Taisvis means to say over here, according to Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish holds that Chayve Mises Shoigigim is Potter, even though there's no Chiyuv Mises Bepoel, is Potter for Momen Acher. But the Dmei HaNerag, Resh Lakish holds the Dmei HaNerag, you're always Chayev. Just like Rebbe holds By Einei Miskaven, Rebbe holds is a chi of Dmei HaNerag, but there's not a chi of Dmei Vlodis. So whenever there's no chi of Misim, Mamish, either because it's Einei Miskaven, or because there wasn't Hasro, so that only patas from Misa, Dmei HaNerag, you have to pay. But the Mevlodis shall be Potter. The Chiyuv Misa Potter's from Momen Acher. But there's no tool from the Mei HaNerag, even though there's no Chiyuv Misa. So according to the second Pshat in Maram Shif, that's what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying, Resh Lakish learned Pshat. In the Pasuk, when the Sata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh is speaking about Osin Mamish, not Din Osin, and there's a Chiyuv Domim, the Mei HaNerek, but that is nothing to do with that, with the Dmei Acher, with the Dmei Vlodis. Dmei Vlodis is Potter. Dmei Vlodis is Potter Sai by Niskaven v'loi hisruboi, or Sai by Einim Niskaven. So that's very good. The Pasuk is telling us, Im lo yiyo osayn, then there's a chiyuv of the mei vlodis. Im yiyo osayn, then there's no chiyuv of the mei vlodis. I would like to mention one more nekude, that what Tosfos says, that it's that inami im osin, that if it means osin mamish, and benosata nefesh tachas nefesh means mamin. It, the Piran de Maram Shif explains that the emerson, this is a machloikis tanoim. So Taisus is only saying that Rish Lakish has two alternatives how to learn Pshat in the Pasuk. According to the Chachomim, learned Vinosato Nefesh Tachas Nefesh means Mamish Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So then we will say according to them, it means then it means Din Osein. And that was the first Mahalach in Taisvis. According to Rebbe, that holds Vinosato Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, means Mamein. So then we could say, according to Reish Lakish, that Osein means Osein Mamish. So the Gemara, Mi'ikalaman Diyoma, Chayve Misa Shoygigin Chayobim, we had learned that Rabbi Yochanan holds that bein chayvi misa shoygigim, bein chayvi malke shoygigim achayiv. So the Gemara says, is there such a man, the Yoma, that holds like this? Botana devei cheskiye, maka odom o maka behime, ma maka behime, loichilakta boy, bein b'shoygig, bein b'meizid, bein miskaven, lo she'im miskaven, bein derech yirida, lo derech ariya, lo poitrei moment. That means there's no case by Maki Behemah that he's potter. He's always, it's consistent. The halacha is consistent. He's always chayiv. Ela lo chayiv moment. Af Maki Odom, loitachlik boy, bein b'shoigik, bein b'meizid, bein miskaven, l'shem miskaven, bein derech yirida, l'derech aliyah, l'chayvei momen, el l'paitre momen. There is never a case that he's chayev momen, he's always potter for momen. So memela we see that toned devei cheskia holds that chayvei misa shoigigim ha-potter. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say fakert? Let us see Taisvis. Umike laman di oma chayve misa shoygigim chayovim, botone devei cheskiye. Ve im toima, voho amrinen beperik hanisrofim, tone devei cheskiye mafke midarebi, umafke midarabonum. Tone devei cheskiye is not like Rebbe, and not like the Rabbonum. Alma pligi tanoi atone devei cheskiye, so it seems that what Tonid Vecheski had said is a very debatable statement. So what's the kasha if Rabbi Yochanan is also not like Tonid Vecheski, he's in good company? V'yeshleima. So Tosfos answers, no, you're not learning the correct pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. V'yeshleima, the le'inyen momen acher, when we're speaking about momen acher, or in the case of imyia osain, or loy imyia osain, so then the linyam moman acha islu lekulo hakeisha the tonne de vecheski. When it comes to the demei vlodais, which is a moman acha, so everyone agrees the tonne de vecheski that if he's an ene miskaven, he'll zicha be potter under the Dmei Vlodis. That means einay miskaven is zikha more chomo than lehisra boy. Because einay miskaven means he wanted to kill, and he killed. He killed the person he killed was not the person he intended to kill. But everyone agrees that he zikha pota mid mevlodis by ein miskaven, just like Tana de Becheskia says that lehisraboy is pota on the mevlodis. That's momenacha. Is lekula keisha de Tana de Becheskia. Le pligi alei elo ba mai diktoni bein miskaven le shein miskaven, no, but Tana de Becheskia is including the Dmei HaNerag also. The Mashma Bein Miskaven Lari Koisha. Bein Ein Miskaven Lohogo Largas Chavere Vohogo De Bechol Inyan Poto Midmei Isha. The Lenyan Momin Acher, when it comes to Momin Acher, and in this case would be Dmei Vlodis, Kval Tona Delei Sachlik Bein Shoigig Bein Meizik. That he said the first. He said, Afilu Ashoigig is Potter from the Mei Vlodis. Sabad Gibis and Einei Miskaven is Potter from the Mei Vlodis. Now, that what he says, Einei Miskaven is Potter, now he's talking about something else. That's the Dmei HaNerag. Vahainu de Mavke, and in the Dmei HaNerag, vahainu de Mavke mid the Rebbe umid the Rabbonon. And on the Dmei HaNerag, that Tana de Becheskia disagrees with the Rebbe, and he disagrees with the Rabbonon. The Le Rebbe, Niskaven Lari Gezeh, Behori Gezeh, Chayiv Momim. That's Pshat according to Rebbe, Nesata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, which means Momim. Imi Yosin, the Satan Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh means moment that you pay the Dmei HaNerag. And Tana Becheskia holds you do not pay the Dmei HaNerag. Ula Rabbonon, and according to the Rabbonon, Chayiv Mise. Lotona Dmei Becheskia, Potter, Mi Mise, U Momen. He's saying in Chiyuve Momen, the Einim Miskaven is like Miskaven. Just like Miskaven is Potter, Mi Momen, there is Chayiv Mise. So Eini Miskaven, which is not Chayiv Mise, is also Potter Mi Momen Dmei HaNerag. So on the Dmei HaNerag, that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Tana de Becheskia is not like Rebbe and not like the Rabbonon. But in Momen Acher, so then everyone holds like Tana de Becheskia, and here we're talking about Momen Acher. So that's why the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold like Tana de Becheskia, Abul Koshel Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Bereish Anechnokim Omrinen, Haniche Laman de Islay de Tana de Becheskia, Laman de Leslay, Mashme de Ike Tane de Polik, there is a Tane that disagrees with Tana de Becheskia. So we're back again to the Kasha, so if there are Chiluki Deis, So what is the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan if he also disagrees with Tana de Becheskia? Ba'aymer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, so Rabbeinu Yitzchak answered, Da'aynu Rabbi Chago Midoroyme. The Tana who is Choylik on Tana de Becheskia, that's Rabbi Chago Midoroyme, Da'aysi Masnisa Biyodik, Namrini Pekshir Shanogach Abo V'chamishe. There it says, D'shnei Anoshim K'niskavnu Zelo Zeh. Afal pi sheyesh osein beisha yei onshu bidmei vlodis. Now this is Momen Acher. It's einei miskaven to kill the isha, and it's Momen Acher. And Rabbi Chago says that you pay the mei vlodis. And this is klo, not like Tana de Becheskia. Alma lesle hekeshe de bein shoygik lemezit. He doesn't hold of the hekesh bein shoygik lemezit. He holds a fellow by Ein Miskaven, which is Mochama, is also Chayiv B'momin Acher, as long as he doesn't get killed. So we're back to the Kasha. So Ibezei, what's the Kasha in Rabbi Yochanan? Oh, the Koma Mi'ike Laman, the Yomas Vatshat Nagamore, did someone disagree with Tana de Becheskia? Sure, look in Bobakama, you'll see, there's, Rabbi Chage, so Taisus answers, Hainu Mishum, the Tonet Vecheskia Ika. That means there's Zicha Chiluke Deis, Tonet Vecheskia and Rabbi Chage, but we Zicha Paskin like Tonet Vecheskia in this Machloikis. Shayeshoine Bereise Shel Rabbi Chie. Tonet Vecheskia, if he had a Bereise, it was originated from his father. Shahoya Oviv Kidamuchach Besaif Perik Abo Yevimtoim. Behain Ike Umasvinin Tiyufte Minayu. It's very interesting. All what Taisvah saw in Yevomis was that Rabchia was Cheskia's father. That's all what it says in the Gemara in Yevomis. So Taisvah builds from that. So Mustama the Barais is that Cheskia said, Mustama that originated from his father. Now Rabchia and Barais was more Faleslech, his Barais were more Neskabel than other Barais. So this Rab Chage who brought a Barais, so this is not equivalent to the Barais that Tonet Vecheskia brought. So Mela, so we could ask Akasha from Tonet Vecheskia, because that's, we zichy have to pass my Tonet Vecheskia, because the Makoyer of what he says originates from the Barais to Rab Chia. That is one Mahalach. Ula Rajba Nire, the Rajba wants to say another Mahalach. You don't have to say that Fakir Tonet the Achilkim and Tonet the Vecheskia. And what is the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan the Achilkim? Well, Rashba Nir the Mishim Hochi Kaporech Lai Mitonet the Vecheskia. Mishum the Rabbi Yochanan Muki Mas Nisen Bishalai Hisrubai. The Gemara's Kasha was because I have a Hechrich that Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Tonet the Vecheskia. That's why he has the Kasha. Where do I have a hechech that Rabbi Yochanan passes like Tonet Vecheskia? Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chayvei Malke Shoigigim are potter mitashlumin. That's what he said. I'm sorry, that Chayvei Malke Shoigigim are Chayvei Tashlumin. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan Muki Masnissen Bisholoi Hisroboi, and that's why Yechayev Knas. So let's be Elach. Let's see the next Mishnah. Oktoni Seife, the Chayve Mises, Habo Albitoi, is Pturim. So we have here the Perik starts, Elo Naris, Sheyeshlam Knas, and here it says, and this is speaking about Chayve Malkis Shoigigim. So Malkis Beshoigig does not patamitashlumim. And there it says, Abol Bitoi is potamitashlumim. Mikaymas Nisan Sovra, the Mishnah holds, the Chayvei Mises Shoigigim Pturim. The Iseifa Mayri Bishe Hisruboi, if you say the Seifa is speaking about Hisruboi, no, Rabbi Yochanan holds, all Shoigigim, Achayov Mbetushlum, like the Gemara started off by saying. And the Sefer that says that Abo Al Bitoi is Potem Itashulmim is speaking about Shehisruboi. So then there's a tremendous kasha. Is Liflik Bechayvi Malki is Gufayu. So Memele, so why did the Mishnah differentiate if the criteria is Hisruboi, so you don't have to jump to Chayvi Mises Bezdin. You can talk about Chayvi Malki is Gufa. The Reish of the Mishnah is speaking about Loi Hisruboi, and therefore you are Chayiv B'Tashlumim. They say, V'im Hisruboi is Potem B'Tashlumim, the jump to Chayiv Mises. So, Akochoch Weistach is that Chayiv Mises is the same case like Chayiv Malkius, Loi Hisruboi, and Chayiv Mises are Potem B'Tashlumim. So we see Klol, that the way the Rabbi Yochanan Zetz is, I'm shot in the Mishnah, so we see Rabbi Yochanan's Chayvei Mises Shoigigim are Potter Mitashlumim. That's why Bo Abita is Potter. So this is a beautiful shtick Torah. It has nothing to do with Tana de Becheskia. This is a raya from the way Rabbi Yochanan zetzt ein the Mishnah that the Reish is speaking about Lei Hisraboi, so it seems Bo Abita is also speaking about Lei Hisraboi, so we see Klo that Chayvei Mises Shoigigim are Potter Mitashlumim. 100%. The Gemara, when the Gemara is on Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara didn't have to ask from Tana de Vecheski. The Gemara could have asked from the Mishnah. Ella the leimotzi lemifrech ella midiyuke. But if he asks the kasha, he can't. It's not a straight kasha. You can't ask the kasha. The Mishnah says abo abita yispot. So that's not kasha. Maybe it's speaking about his rabbi. So then you have to ask a second kasha. No, but speaking about his rabbi, so why did the Mishnah have to mention bo abita? The Mishnah sort of said chayvi malki is also his rabbi yispot mitashlumin. So the whole kasha is a kasha from a diuk. So, but after the diuk, what do we see? After the diuk, we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Tana de Vecheski. That's what we see after the diuk. So instead of starting in the middle and proving through the diuk that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Tana de Vecheski, so the Gemara is directly from Tana de Vecheski. But when the Gemara asked the Kasha, you couldn't ask Tamza and Tana Becheski. It's a disputable sheet of Tana de Becheski. There are Tanoimu Achachaylik and Tana de Becheski. When the Gemara asked Rabbi Yechna, Masnissen Somech, because the Gemara saw that Rabbi Yechna Kochoch holds Rabbi Yochanan al Korchoch holds like Tana de Vecheski. That's the Gemara is the Kasha. Lefize. So, if we are saying that the whole Mekor of the Gemara's Kasha is the way Rabbi Yochanan sets time pshat in the Mishnah, is then Motzinon Lemeimer, the Mafke Miderebi, the Rabbonon, the Kula Milsa. So then we could say that Be'emison, that Rebbe and the Rabbonon disagree with Tana de Vecheski and Bekula Milsa. That means not only the Dmei HaNerak does Rebbe hold your Chayiv. The Rebbe holds that your Chayiv and Dmei Vlodis also. Rabbi holds your chayv and Dmei Vlodis also. We don't have to differentiate between Dmei HaNerag in Momen Acher. Before Tosfos wanted to say, Dmei HaNerag is unique. But according to Rabbi, Eini Miskaven will zicher pater from Momen Acher. Dmei HaNerag, it doesn't pater, it's unique. Now we can say that the Rebbe holds that not only doesn't it, that what only by Einei Miskaven, and we could say the way we mentioned before, could be Einei Miskaven, is more chomer than Lo Hisru Boy. But Afal Pikein, Rebbe holds the Mei HaNerag, you are Chayiv. So it could be Momen Acher, you are also Chayiv. So he holds that Afilo Einem Miskaven, you are Chayiv by Momen Acher. Avada Gevis by Shoigik, you'll also be Chayiv Momen Acher. And Tana de Vecheski is that's his own opinion that even the Lehisra boy is Potter from even Lehisra boy is Potter from Momen Acher, but that's his opinion. The Gemara is because Rabbi Yochanan holds like Tana de Vecheski. Va'oid Omer Rashbe. Now the Rashbe also says that Rabbi Shmuel benoish Rabbi Yochanan b'breika l'kama b'piklu Tana de Leslie de Tana de Vecheski. That we'll see later when we get to that sugya how the Rashbe says pshat in the Gemara that he is chaylik on Tana de Vecheski. V'tzorich loima. So now, let's start learning Chumash according to Tana de Vecheski. The Tana de Vecheski, lo yiye osain, it says like this, im lo yiye osain, oneshi onesh, im lo yiye osain, is onesh, and that's to me blodis, lo yiye osain, hainu osain mamish. That means osa mamish, that means that in order that there should be an einish of the Dmei Vlodis, it has to be osa mamish that no one died. Because if someone died, then the yipotah for momen acher, the yipotah for momen acher. So memele, so loyia osain, we have to take literally that no one died. Im loyia osain, if no one died, so memele, then you pay the mevlodah. So osain means osain mamish. Ukra deim osain yiye vinosato nefesh tachas nefesh. Now how do you learn pshat in this? She can't say im osain yiye osain mamish, because osain mamish, you don't pay anything according, you don't pay, you don't get killed. So we have to say im osain yiye means if there'll be a din osain, there'll be a mishpat mobis. Im osain yiye, that means if it was niskaven, La regesa isha, so then the nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Kodi mosin yia, haino din osin, din an oinish mise, kagansh niskaven la isha. Di im loin niskaven lo, if he wasn't miskaven for the isha, so then he's potter mi miso umomen latona de vecheskia. So we have to fataych im yia osin means din osin. Im lo yiyah osain means osain mamish. Inami, now Taisus is saying the same thing what Taisus said before, but we're not speaking about that he was miskaven lariges eisha. No, im yiyah osain means din osain, and he killed the reyeyu, the one he wanted it. Inami loikoikro da osain a isha, el achaveiro isha niskaven loy. The Pasuk Bechlal isn't speaking about that they killed the wrong person. And the Pasuk only says, V'nok for Isha Hora, that's all. The Pasuk is not speaking about, the Pasuk does not mention that something more than that happened to the Isha. V'nok for Isha Yotzah Hora, we're just speaking about a scenario. But Miya Osin, Liya Osin could very well speaking about the person he wanted to hit. So he was Niskaven. So again, Miya Osin means Din Osin, and Liya Osin means Osin Mamish. Yeah. Be Perekan Nisrofim, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the dayik le Rab Shimon, the potter niskaven lari geze vahor geze. Rab Shimon paters niskaven lari geze vahor geze. Heichi meforish kroy. How does he say pshat in the posik v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh? What does he do with the posik? As the Gemara understood, nasata nefesh tachas nefesh means you kill him. And Rab Shimon says you don't kill. So what does he do with the pasuk? So now Taisus just had a beautiful eight. So what's the problem? Speaking about Mia also means that he killed Chaveroi, who is miskaven laroi gesa isha. That's how Tana Dvei Chesky learned pshat in the pasuk. So why can't Rab Shimon also learn this pshat in the pasuk? Have emotzi lamei mikid efrishish ein hachanami. The Gemara could have said this. El alibe de Rabbalozer da makroi ben iskav lo igazav lo igazav daik. The Gemara over there is asking. Rabbalozer says the posik is speaking about niskaven lari gezev vahor agezev. That's what the posik is speaking about. That he killed the person he wasn't miskaven to. So and that's shot in Miya Osin. So now we have Akasha. So what did Rav Shimon do with this posik? If he holds that Yepota for Misa, how did he lim shot in the Sata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? Zok Tois Vesvaita, Af Maka Odom Loisach Likboi. So Tone Dvei Cheskia learns out that in all cases, Bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid, you don't pay. B'chol le'isach le'gboi, le'chai v'momen, elo le'potre mi'momen. So b'kitzer, so the Hekish tells me that in all cases, one is potter to pay momen. So now, let me just ask Eisen Veinig, but to mention Eisen Veinig, what Taisvis is going to ask. Later, we have three more psukim, which are l'chayre saying what Tana de Vecheski said. We have a posik, im la'yia osain, you pay the mabel others. So that seems if there will be an osain, you don't pay the mabel others. So we know from the posik, if there's an osain, you don't pay the mabel others. That's posik number one. It is a posik number two, im kaifa yushas olov, which is going on the shir hamud. So the Gemara darshins olov v'loy al ha'odom. An odom doesn't pay kaifa. You don't pay. You don't pay money. And then there's a third pasuk le'sikhu kaifa le'nefesh le'tzeyach asheros olomus. You don't take kaifa from a re'tzeyach. So we have three psukim which are telling us you don't take money. You don't take money im yir osein le'yayonesh olov. This kaifa by Hashemud v'loy ala adam and le'sikhu kaifa. Three distinct psukim. And l'chayre, the problem is, all this we could learn from Tana de Vecheskiye. The le'chalak the bay b'mishay given b'ezim miskaven shalay bin miskaven bin derech aliyah derech irid. All cases, there's not one case that a person kills someone and money is paid. So that is going to be Taisvus Kasha. We have three more psukim which come to relate us this halach. That's Taisvus Kasha. Ekrod leyia osin tashminin de layishalem de mevlodes bahade misa. If there is an osin, you do not pay the mevlodes. Bonami de dashinim bishili perikates the regel olav v'loy alodom im kaifa yushas olav v'loy alodom. Leitishkel minei momoino. You should not take momin. Besiktel eretzicha luchut. You just kill him. You don't take money. Not olov. By a sheramud you take money. Here you just kill. Ukrod leisikru kaifa. The reshimine leisishkel momoino minei veniftere. It's terichu kulu. So Taisa says you need all these psukim. The leimotsu lemele. Further, the mimake beheime leimotzi lemelef ptul momen, the adarabe chiev hoyolei lemelef, the make beheime chayev. So Rashi says like this, if we would not have any giluyim, one should learn the hekish as follows. It says, Make behema yishalmen. What does that mean? In all cases, the chaliyada chiride shaygik meizid miskav, any miskav, Make behema, you always pay. Make odom yumos. So you know how we should say pshat, let's be ontlich. So make odom is dumi the make behema, you always pay. That's how you should darshan, not, you never pay, you always pay. That's how we should theoretically darshan. So the hekish would be telling me you always pay mezid shoygik miskaven ainim miskaven yerida aliyah. That is what the hekish would be telling me. Fine. The adrabe chiyav hayulay lemeilif the makeh beimachai. That's why I need all these psukim. Now, this is going to elaborate a little. Bochi yofinim. Ma make behime loichilakto b'meshe kosuv boi. Dahaino chiyiv. But this I do know. By make behime, there is no chilukim. Make behime is consistent. And what's the consistency? You're always chayiv. But that's the din of make behime. The bechol inyin chayiv. Af make odom. Kol inyone ptul momen. So we're learning out that make odom also has to be consistent. Is kol inyone ptul momen shekosu boi leisachlik ben shoygik ben mezid ben derech aliyah le derech yirid. Now. V'shaygek lemezit haynu moman achel bahadi mise. That means as follows. We have a posik im loy. That means like this. If we wouldn't have all these three psukim, we have three problematic psukim. Im loyiya osain, olav loya lo odom, loysikhu koifa. These are three psukim that say a person does not pay mumin when he kills someone. That's these three psukim. And Taisu said, Esther Kasha, I don't need these three psukim. Etonah de Becheskia, I learn out everything. That was Taisu's Kasha. So Taisu says, no, it's the other way around. If I would only have Tonah de Becheskia, I would say, by Maka Odon, you're always chayiv. That's the Hekish. Make an own tlach Hekish. Just like Maka Beima, you're consistent with chiyuv. Maka Odom, you're also consistent with chiyuv. Fine. So that would be the did. Now, I have, let's go now piece by piece. I have a posik im yiya osain, im lo yiya osain onesh yonesh. Im yiya, im lo yiya osain, if there won't be an osain, there'll be an onesh of the mevlodis. If there will not be an osain, now, if there will be an osain, what'll be the din? There will not be an onesh of the mevlodis. What does osin mean? Osin can mean din osin. Osin, it could mean it was bemazed. But al kaponim, I have a posik that there's one case when you kill a person, that's the deep on the posik. Im lo yiya osin, then you paid me blood this. But im yiya osin, if there'll be an osin, then you don't pay the me blood this. I have one case that you don't pay the me blood this. When you kill someone. That's the deep in the pasuk. Maybe they're speaking about mezid. It could be. Faster. When he killed by mezid, here's the din of kamlei b'drabne. But al koponim, I'm educated. I know now a yediyah that a mezid does not pay momenacha. That I know. From this pasuk. Now let's go back to Tana de Becheskia. Tana de Becheskia said, learn out from Maka Behema, you have to be consistent. The halacha has to be consistent, just like Maka Behema. There's a consistent chiv, any keishoyik mezid. By Maka Odom, you have to be consistent also. So Kozma didn't know the loyia osain. So I would say you have to be consistent, you always pay. But the minute I have the posik of lo yiya osain, that I'm a dike in yiya osain, you don't pay. So I know mezid you don't pay. That I know already. Oh, so I know mezid you don't pay. Now I have the hekish, and we learn that from Maka Behema, you have to be consistent. That's what Maka Behema tells me. I can't say mezid you don't pay and shoygik you will pay. I'm not consistent. And the Hekish tells me you have to be consistent. So after the posik im lo yiya osain, now I know how to darshin that shaygik emezid. So that's why you need the lo yiya osain and the ton of the vecheskia. That's one posik. Now. The shaygik lemezid hain the moment acha bahadi misa. V'derech aliyah v'yiride b'chol inyin loisishkol momoyne minei v'nifterei k'dem rinan lekamon. Now, v'derech aliyah yiride, the posik says, let's go, Taisib brought down a third posik. The posik says, loisikhu koifa l'nefesh reitzeyach. This posik means, a reitzeyach cannot get away with koifah. The Gemara later wants to say, could be this is davke derech aliyah, because derech aliyah, there's no ptur golis. So there the Torah said, so there's no ptur koifah also. But derech yerida, since there's a ptur golis b'shoigik, maybe there's a ptur koifah b'mezid also. He can't know. It says Leisikru Kaifa. So the Gemara says maybe the Posik is only speaking about Derech Aliyah. But Derech Aliyah, I have a Posik, Leisikru Kaifa. That's for sure. The Kaifa will not pater. So Mamela and I come back to Tonda de Vecheskia. And Tandem Echeski said, you have to be consistent. So if Derech Aliyah Leisikhu Kaifa, so Derech Yerid is also Leisikhu Kaifa. I have a third Pasik. I have a Pasik that what's the din by miskaven if a person wants to kill someone. So I have a posik olav v'loy al ha'odom asher amud pays kaifer. A person kills, you don't pay kaifer. So I know the main nerag b'miskaven does not pay kaifer. Now I learn out on Tana de Becheski, you have to be consistent. So there's no chilik between miskaven and ainim miskaven. So bekitzer, these three psukim tell me what the loch is by miskaven. Tell me what the loch is by derech aliyah. Tell me what the loch is by mezid. So that I need these two. And now I have these three ideas. Now I can use Tonet Vecheski to say all other cases be consistent. Zog the Gemara weiter. Eloki osa Rovin oma. So when Rovin came, he said as follows. Everyone holds Chayvim Misi Shoy Gigin is Potter. Rabbi Yechon holds it's Potter also. He holds like Tana de Vecheski. Ki Pligi, so the whole Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokes is Bechayvim Malke Shoy Gigin Bedovarach. Chayvim Malke Shoy Gigin Bedovarach. Rabbi Yechon in Oma Chayiv. Rabbi Yechon holds Chayvim Malke Shoy Gigin is Chayiv. Chayve Mises is Kish. Chayve Mises is a Hekish. There's no difference between Shogig, by Mezit. Chayve Malkis lo is Kish. So, Mamel, I have a posik that says Kedere Shosai, that you give Malkis and you don't pay. So, that's what you give Malkis. When you don't give Malkis, you lost your Kedere Shosai. You only Mechayim one Rishi, then you'll take pay a moment. That's what Rabbi Yechon knows. You don't have a Hekish. Reish Lakish Oma Potter, Beferish Ripsa Teure Chayve Malkis Ke Chayve Mises. No, Chayve Malkis is like Chayve Mises, and both of them are Potter B'Shoigik also. In fact, the Gemara, Heichon Ripsa Teure, where do I have this Ribui? Oma Rabaye Osye Roshe Roshe. So Abaye said, we have a gzeire shove roshe roshe. What's a gzeire shove roshe roshe? Let us see Rashi. Kol amalei pligi de potem in the tonne de vecheski. Chai ve misis iskish lamake beheime. Osye roshe roshe. Nema bechai ve misois asher hu roshe lomus. Venema bechai ve malkis voye in bin hakois haroshe. So there's a gzeire shove that the Roshe of Malkis has the same aloche like the Roshe of Mise. And just like by a Roshe of Mise, a Chayve Mise Shoigigim is also Potter, so a Roshe of Malkis also Chayve Malkis Shoigigim is Potter. This is a bias Makur Alibe de Reish Lokish. Rova Oma Osye Make Make. Osye make make, so Rashi says, the Malkis nami iskish le make behime. That the Tana de Becheski said, there's a hekish of mise to tashlumim of make behime. There's also a hekish of Malkis to Tashlumim of Make Beheime. And just like Make Beheime were always consistent that you pay, so by Malkis were always consistent that you don't pay. The Malkis Nami Iskish to Make Beheime. But Lav Migzere Shove the Chayvi Mises Shofi, not the way Abaye said you learn at Rosha Rosha, you don't have to come on to Chayve Mises. We have our own Hekish. We're Makish Chayve Malkis to Make Behime. Frag the Gemore, Omale Rapope Le Rova Hai Make, where do you have a Make Odom that is Hukish Le Make Behime? Ilema Make Behime Yishomeno Make Odom Yumos Ibektolixi. That's Tanit Vecheski is Hekish. Maki Odom Yuma. So we're not speaking about Malkis over here. We're speaking about Misim. Elahai Maki.
Make nefesh behemah yishalmen or nefesh tachas nefesh. This is in the same parsha. V'somach lei v'ish ki yitain mumba amise kasha osa ken ye osa lei. So we have here a pasuk that is speaking about make behemah. We have a pasuk that's speaking about nesines mumba odom, which is make odom. Fregt the Gemara, v'hai lav make, you said there's a hekesh of make make, here there's no hekesh of make make. Zumo says, no, anon ako ako kamrinan. I don't mean the word make make, I mean the posik yitei mum is speaking about a hako, and we hear make beime, so we're makish, akos odom lakos beime. Fregt the Gemara, fine. Now this posik, ish ki yite mum ba misa, is speaking about chayvul ba odom. Chayvul ba chaveru dechsiv. V'chayvul ba chaveru ba tashlumimu. So you pay. So, fakert. Where do you have a hekish to tell me that Malkus part is from tashlumim? Fakert, punk fakert. By chayvul ba chaveru, you pay. And you don't get Malkus. So where's your hekish? You have to find for me a posik that the posik says you get Malkus, and even if he doesn't get Malkus, but poil was a shaykik lehisl, but also patas from Tashlum. You're bringing me the wrong posik. This posik is telling me fakert, they both pay. Make behemah pays, make yitimun ba'odom pays. So they both pay. You know, where do you have a posik that chayvi Malkus shaykikim is potter? This pasuk is telling me the exact opposite, that both pay. So the Gemara says, Imeine inye lako sheyesh pay shove pute. Because I know from a different pasuk that a chayvul bechaveiro pays. We have a different pasuk where the pasuk is, Ken yinosem boidov anita miyad liyad. So this pasuk isn't coming to tell us that you pay, because I know you pay. So this pasuk is speaking about a kosher ain by shava pruta, and you get malchus. It's a mamele. The pasuk is telling us is the ish ki yitain mum ba amisai. If he hit his chaven, he made a mum. Can you also, we're going to hit him also, Malkus. He can get Malkus. So this posik is speaking about Malkus, and it's speaking about a kosher ain boy shavaput. Freg the Gemores, fine. Soif lavat ashlumimu. If it's talking about a kosher ain boy shavaput, so why do you don't have a posik that Malkus patas from tashlumim? There's no tashlumim over here. Where do you get a posik that Malkus patas from tashlumim? Feliza lehisru boy. So the Gemara loitzriche the Bahadi the Machye Korashiroin delay. The Posik is speaking about when he gives him a zetz. The Posik is speaking about Kenye Osaboy, he gave him a zetz, he made a mum, it was a kosha imboy shabaputa. But when he some amela so ye osala, you give him Malkus also. But when he gave him the zetz, so he tore his beged while he gave him the zetz. It wasn't, didn't hit him on the bare flesh. He tore his beged while he gave him the zetz. And so memele, so now there's a new cheshbon, now he has to pay for the beged. So the posuk says you give him malchus. Can you also, just like he gave yener a zetz, he'll also get upgezetz. You'll give him malchus, because it's a koshein by shover prute. I what's with the shirt that he tore? This is the malchus patas from the tashlumim. And now I have a hekish that not only when he gets malchus bepoyo, but it's, we're consistent, just like make nefesh beime yishamena, we're consistent that you always pay tashlumim, so here we're consistent that he always won't pay tashlumim. Let us see Rashi. V'ishki yitemun ba'mise kashosa ken yeyosolei v'yeyosolei malkus kama lakama poich v'chevo b'chaveri b'tashlumim v'loi malkus. You don't get malkus, you pay. V'hai malkus lav makik siv, elu ki yitemun ma'y osye makke makke de kama rove. So the Gemara says, Hako Hako Kamrina, Mumay Dei Hako Hunitan. V'choyvul b'chaveiroi b'atashluminu. Take the Gemara, Pungfakert, V'eichemuk Mesloi Es Malkis. How can you say that I'm with Malkus up to a moment? So the Gemara asks Akasha, Soif, Halei Tachleg Boy, Lachayvay Momin, Taime, you never Machayev Momin, and that's the Akash, Taime Shum Daim, but Kadei Tashlumin. You always never pay moment because there's no moment to pay. Let me show my case. Abalechad yesh poshav apruta, ein matachlik. Leitzich lochi yiskish, the body, the machye kora shiro. And the purpose of the hekish was that the pasuk wants to tell us, even if when he hit him, he tore his begodim, claim rashmin in the loikim, ishim chavole, or potamitash lomekri, loishna yisro boy, loishna loyisro, the loiloki, potamitash lomim, mehekeshe, the loitachlik. So that's how Rove says pshat in the Makir of Resh Lakish. Zaktaisvis, Rova Omar Osye Make Make. Taime. Le Rove Lesle Hoche Gzeire Shove de Roshe Roshe. That means we have over here a Machlekes. Abaye Verove. Abaye said we learn out Roshe Roshe. Voyim bina Kaisa Roshe, Roshe Lomus. Whatever halacha applies by a Chayvim Mises, applies by Chayvi Malkis. That was Abaye the Gzeire Shova of Rosh Roshe. So Memele, from this we learn not that Chayvi Malkis Shoigigim Apotamitashlumin. Rove does not hold of this Gzeire Shova Vaisdeis of Rosh Roshe. That's how it would seem. Payment. Le Rove, Lesle Gzeire Shova de Rosh Roshe. That's one. Vechein Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chayvei Malkish Shoigigim Achayev Betashlumim Yischelik Anreish Lokish. So he also doesn't hold of the Gzeirah Shove Rabbi Yochanan. Two. Ulekamo Nami, and I'll find you a third Stomadi Gemore who also doesn't hold of this Gzeirah Shove. Matzrechinen, the Gemore asks later, Akash, I have two psukim. One posik is Kedeiri Shosai, that Malkis patters from Momin. One posik is Im Loyia Osein Onish Onish Hoyia Osein Loyia Onish, that Misa patters from Momin. So the Gemara is Sakashe, why do you need two psukim? So Gemara says, one from Misa Momin, one from Malkis Momin. Two different things. Now, if we have a Gzeiri Shove Roshe Roshe, you don't need two psukim. There's a gzeirish over Malkis to Misa. So from the stomach, the Gemara, that the Gemara says that you need two psukim, one for Malkis a moment, and one for Misa a moment, so also we see that the Gemara does not hold of the gzeirish over Rosh Rosh. Lakam enami matzachinen chad kro le Misa a moment, V'chad le'malkis amomim, v'le'yafina malkis amomim imis amomim, v'gzeire shava d'roshe roshe. Period. Fact of Taisviz, so that's the Bekiyas overhearing Subis. But let's look around other places in Shas. Ustoma da Shas torish le'perkama d'makis. But there's a stam Shas that darshins roshe roshe gabayin edim zoymimim nerogim. We don't kill Adim Zaimim at Shiyagomar Adin Al PM till there was a Gmardin to be Mechaib the Nidin Mise Damrinin Chaivi Malkius Minaim. How do you know about Malkius also? They're not nuked till a Gmardin Osia Roshe Roshe. Astoma de Gemore, you learn out Malkius from Mise with the Xerishava Roshe Roshe. ובראיסה נמי איקה בראש פרק איך הדינים מומנס, גבי דיני נפושס, מחזירן לסחוס, אבל לא ילו חייבה. בי דיני נפושס, ובזן פסקן דיסחי, אבל then later, we're on the way to take him to get killed, and others say, we have a limut schus, you go back. אבל לא ילו חייבה, if he was gepatet for misem, and then someone wants him, you don't go over and make a new din teire. The Marina de Gemara says, Chayvi Malkius, minayin. How do you know that the same Allah applies by Malkius, or Sarosh Rosh? Tanyin Amihochi. Two Gemaras we learn Rosh Rosh. Rav Yehuda Nami Dorosh Leiba Chayvu. Rav Yehuda also dashes Rosh Rosh Leiba Chayvu. Gabi Vechenoi Rav Yehuda Poitroi Perish. Rav Yehuda is talking about a sume. So Rav Yehuda pata da sume mechaive golyes, mechaive malkies, mechaive mises bezin. That a sume is pata from all these in yona. The gom ahosam chaive mises bezin, a sume is pata, meritzeich ritzeich. The chaive malkies, osye roshe roshe. So he learns out that he's pata from malkies, he learns out roshe roshe. So we see Rav Yehuda also holds of the Zer Shavav Rosh Rosh. Rabbon and the Pligilei Hosom. La, Mishim the Lesl Rosh Rosh. Mishim the Machayv like a Chayv Mises Bezin. They don't hold this Chetzeich Chetzeich. They hold this Chayv Mises Bezin. So you can't learn out Ptur Malkis from Mises Bezin. This Chayv Mises Bezin also. So Tais was a beautiful Teretz. Yishloim al de Rove ve Rabbi Yoichan Islu b'chol mokim Zer Shavav de Rosh Rosh. They zikha the Gzereshova is a Gzereshova that's in the Skabal and Shas. Bidovo Shuhu Begufa Malkis. That means if we're speaking about the Gufa Malkis, Hilchis Malkis. So Memele, that's right, Bohoyo and Bin Hakois Haroshe is similar to the Posik of Rosh Olomus. Abul Hoche, that's we're speaking about the Malkis alone. Here we're talking about something what the Pasuk is not speaking about directly. We're talking about if there'll be Momin together with the Malkis. So Memele, who's talking about Momin? The Pasuk is not speaking about this. The Gzeirah Shove that we have is speaking about the Etze Malkis and the Etze Mise. So if you want to know Machziren Leschutz and Machziren Lechoiva, that's the Etzem Malkus and the Etzem Misa, that's you learn out. If you want to learn out that a Summa is part of a Malkus, it's just like he's part of a Misa, he's part of a Malkus. By them Zaymim, it is the same thing. There we could use the Rosh Rosh, but you want to speak about something what the Posik does not mention. You want to, but this is also Nichlal in the Posik. That's already debatable. אבל הוכן יפתו מומן שהוא עם המלכס, וכן לקמון לא יפין לראש הראש, ותאימו משם דקרו מוכח דראש הקסיב לניה מלכס, והויו עם בין הקויס הראש, the posuk is speaking about the מלכס of the ראש. איי, והוד דורש מכה מכה. Now, why does he darshan make make? Now, let me just give a shtickel agdome. We will see soon in the next Taisvis that Taisvis did not learn pshat in Rove, make make is a hekish, the way Rashi said. Now, Taisvis learned make make is a gzereshove. That's how Taisvis learned pshat. So, Mamele, so Taisvis had a problem. He says, why did Rove not want to learn Roshe Roshe? Because he was a stickler. You have to, the Gzeirah Shoveh is what it's speaking about. It's speaking about Malkus and Misa. Don't start speaking about Momin Badi Malkus, Modin Badi Misa. So Taisa says, and what's with the Gzeirah Shoveh of Make Make? Or the Dorish Make Make? Mishum de Make Gabi Tashlumim Xifakert. This Gzeirah Shoveh is talking about Tashlumim. Shenema Make Behemo Yishalmeno Fakert. This Gzeirah Shoveh is speaking about money, so fakert. So an isha sheite mumba ba'odam ken yosoloi, that's also speaking about money, fakert. It's Gzeirah Shoveh to money. Va'abaye is like Gzeirah Shoveh de Roshe Roshe, b'chol moke. That means it's going on everything, it's going on the Malkus, it's going on the Momen Bahadi Malkus. Besugya de lekamon kerovit. Now the Gemara that said later, why do you need two posik psukim? Kedei rishosai. We have a posik kedei rishosai. We have a posik imloyia osain. Why can't we learn out everything from one posik? The more differentiates, one is misan moment, one is malkis a moment. According to Abai, that's not teres, because we can learn out Rosh Rosh. So, sugi del kamon kerova deloike Abai. Va Abai, good, what's Abai going to do with the two psukim? Muki krobe misa malkis kerameyer. The posik, they rishos, is speaking about misa malkis. The la malkis, a moment later, krod, osi Rosh Rosh. The im taima, fractais visakash. Rabbi Yochanan, amai loy dorish, make, make. Pektach Toisves, okay, Eses Abayed, Roshe Roshe, Rovehed, Make Make, according to Resh Lakish. So according to Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan did not hold both of them. Fine. So he didn't hold Roshe Roshe, the way Toisves explained why Rove didn't hold of Roshe Roshe. But Make Make is a Baraisa, this Ksei Reshov is a Baraisa. O Baraisi, Bereish HaChoyvel, Yeshloim the Sova, Kidach Tanoi Dosen, Leidoshi Make Make, that means the beginning of Bechevel, there's a whole bunch of drashes, and one b'raish held of this drasha, the other b'raish did not hold of the gzeresh over make make. Uksi ve'ish ki yitain mum ba'odom. Iste garsi v'somechlei. Others are geiris v'somechlei. That's our gilse. Ve'ish ki yitain mum ba'misoi. That's somewhat like Rashi's gilse, that we learn out as the hekesh. Not hekesh either, it's smuchim, because it's in the second posik. And Taisa says, really, between you and me, it would seem that we're taka learning b'teiras hekesh. Midishav ikro demake b'eime yishameno. V'nokit kro achine. If it would be a gzeire shove, so let's learn out from the first posik of make b'eime yishameno. It says, we're learning out Gzeira Shova Make Make, Make Beim Yishamen, and here it says, Kashite Mum Bodum, can you not send, can you also like? Why do we change the behemoth? If it's speaking about a hekish, so if I can't, we're making a new hekish now. We're making a hekish, this is a new posik, Make Nevish Beim Yishamen, Ishkiite Mum Ba Misai. So this is new psukim. So we have to, in this pasuk, we're makish, make odom to make behemah. But if it's working with a gzeirah shoveh, so we could use the first make behemah. Why do you have to jump to a new make nevish behemah? So it would seem, take from this, that we're speaking about a hekish. V'cheimash mikzas midishoveh kro de make behemah yishamena, v'noket ko achina, umiyu. But if you look in Achayvul, it seems that this Make Make is a Gzeira Shove. My Chos is the office mi Make Beheime, Neilef mi Make Odom, Yumos, it's Mamish. So it should be, it should be a Mum Mamish, Yosloi Mamish, Mashm Gzeira Shove. So, not the way Rashi says. Behod, Ahod, Abay, Mikro, Kame. I hear the Ha'ore. So why did you change the Make Beheime? If it's a Gzeira Shove, you could have the same Make Beheime. The Maka Odom you can't use, because the Maka Odom is speaking about Misa, Lasuki Temum Bamisa, the Benami Mimaka Behemi Shomena, Maisi Maka Nevish Behemoth, the Somakhle. He had a different Maka Odom, so he chapter a different Maka Behemoth. Inami Shum Ditzrakra Kamar Tana de Becheski, we want to make Mustama to be Exerish of a Mufne, so Mamele, so that's why we use a different Maka. Laman de Leslie nam Yitzrich ma make beimele refuah potter, ach make odom k'demrine bereish anech nokim. The Gemara says over there, make odom yumos is speaking about really a person made a chabur on the father. And yumos. And so the Gemara there makes a hekish, just like make beimele refuah. So you don't pay tashlum in the zokin, because I wasn't mazik, I was merape. So the same thing, make odom yumos, a person is allowed to Bechayvel ba'oviv l'refuah. Zok te gemore weiter.
Zaktaisis. Imein in your lako, she yesh pa shava puta. Be im taima. Ve itzterech lo hochi. De mahoche nafkalon chayvel. Ve chavere tashumim bereisha chayvel. Fragt doch Taisis, verkehrt, the Gemara learns out bereisha chayvel. This make make, that this is the makir that you pay. You don't, it's not einfach as ein mamish. So, verkehrt, what's your problem? This is the pasuk. Bishleiman, what's the main Indian? Forget this is the possible. Bishleiman, the Achsugi, Kidach Tanoi, Dosam, Mavakachaybu Bachaber Tashumikro Achine, some Amela. Now it's the main Indian of Tashlum, it's the Indian of Malkus. Takosha Imba Yishova Putin. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Ule Tone de Veicheskie, according to Tone de Veicheskie, the Omar Make Odom Umake Behemet. Now Tone de Veicheskie made a whole shtick toire, that much, just like Make Behime is consistent, the Chiyuv Tashlumim is in all cases, so Make Odom, it's also, the Ptur Tashlumim is in all cases. So the Gemara has a pertinent question. Mimai de Bechel Ksiv, who told you that this Pasuk is consistent? Who told you that the Pasuk is speaking about, that Make Behime Yishalmen, not speaking about a Hidim in the middle of the week? The Leka Leflugi, and there's no difference how it happened. Dilma b'Shabbos k'siv. Maybe this pasuk is speaking about that he hit the behemah in Shabbos. Now, if it's speaking about he hit the behemah in Shabbos, let me ask you, Akashas, how can be makad behemah yishalmena? You don't pay. It's a kimle b'darabmena if you hit him in Shabbos. Do you know what the teretz is? So the teretz is speaking about he hit him b'shegik. That's the teretz. So maybe that's pshat. That's pshat. Who told you? That means this whole shtick teure that Chayv Misa Shoyging is potter is based on the assumption that Make Behemah is speaking about all cases, and therefore, so now we learn out all these halachas. Who told you that? On your etzem assumption, I can disagree. Could be Make Behemah speaking about a hirim on Shabbos, and if not speaking, you know, in b'shegik, amazing it can be. So Begahim is only speaking about certain cases. Dafke b'shoigik. And b'shoigik you pay. And Maki Odom also b'shoigik you pay. But there's no such yisod that you're speaking about all cases. That's the Gemara's kasha. Dilma b'shabes ksiv. Debei meguvi kelaflugi. Zuk the Gemara leisal kedaiter. Don't tell me it's speaking about Shabbos. The ksiv umake b'hem yishalmena. Umake Odom yumos. Hechidomi, not talk about Maka Odom Yumos. Either la Yasru Bey, Maka Odom Amma Yumos. If it wasn't Hasro, so why did you kill him? Amma Yumos. El Obshita da Asru Bey. So it's speaking about the Asru Bey, that there was Hasro. That's why Yumos. Now, if Maka Behem is speaking about Shabbos, vi b'Shabbos Maka Behem yishalmeno. So, it's speaking about, we have a hekesh, Rabid. So if Maki Be'odom is speaking about the was Asro, so Maki Behema also has to be speaking the was Asro. And if it was by Shabbos, you won't pay. No, so it's all right. It's speaking about Chol. So it's speaking about Chol. So now I'll go to my old stick Torah. So then we're consistent. So Memele, so who I didn't by Maki Odom, we are also consistent in Ptur moment. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Mimai de Bechil Ksiv, de Pshitalei, de Maka Bebe, Ben Shoyge, Ben Mezit, Chayv L'Shalom, Dilma B'Shabes Ksiv, Val Kol Chachom, HaShoyge Ksiv Kro, Di Ben Mezit, Avli Mischayv B'Navshe, Pota Benat HaShlumi, Ike Leflugi, Ben Shoyge, Kle Mezit. And there's a difference, the most Hakadaita B'Shabes Ksiv, B'Shoyge, Vi B'Shabes, Maka Bebe, Mishamene, Bitmiye, Elolah B'Chil, Delek Leflugi, Viskish Lamaka Odom, Shlai Tachlok, Bebe, Afilo, Einei Chayev, Mis. Zog Taisves, Dilme B'Shabes Ksiv, the Bebeheime Guf is also only speaking about a certain case of Shoigik, not Mezid. Vim Toime Im Kain, Hekeshe Lomoli, so what do you need the Hekesh for? That means like this. So, come Leb D'Ravni B'Mezid, I know, without this hekesh. B'shoigik, I don't know. Period. So if I don't know p'tur shoigik, say chayiv b'shoigik. So why do you need the hekesh? V'shlam da'os l'bein da'ach yiridu, da'ach ariyad, l'shach l'flugi gabi Shabbos. It's talking about that halachim. Not l'gabi shoigik amezid and p'tur tashlumin. Ela lav bechel. Ve'im taima, frek taisvis. Bechel nami matzina lemeima. De bahadi de machye lebehema horgesa odom. Veloi asru bei mishum odom. Ve'filu b'shabes nami tzameima de asru bei mishum behema. Veloi asru bei mishum shabes. Frektoisves, no, I'm sticking with the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha, maybe it is speaking about, that it's speaking about Shabbos. Fine. I agree with you, it's speaking about Shabbos. I'm telling you, it's speaking about Shabbos. If it's speaking about Shabbos, so you said, so, I'm telling you, it's speaking about a shogig of Shabbos. That's what I'm telling you. And it's only speaking about shogig, that makes it. Only a certain case. So, Shema says, you can't say it's only speaking about Shoigig, because I have a Hekish, just like Maka Odom is speaking about Asrubay, is Maka Behem is also speaking about Asrubay. 100%. Was Asrubay on the Maka Behem? Not on the Shabbos. Was Asrubay on the Maka Behem? But could be speaking about Shabbos, and it's a Shoigig on the Shabbos. That means your whole proof that it's speaking about Asrubay was because it's hukish to Maka Odom. You're 100% right. But the Maka Behema was Asrubay. The Maka Odom, not the Shabbos was Asrubay. Or can be speaking about he killed someone else. The Velay Asrubay was, yeah. V'yeshloime de mikom alkim yafin in Shabbos. The Ma Maka Behema lechalakto. Ben shoigik ba'kosoi lemezid ba'kosoi. Good. About Al Kaponim, forget about but in the Hakor Gufe, in the Hakor speaking about Bein Shoigig, Bein Mezid, Av Odom, Leisach Ligboi, Bein Mezid Ba'akose, Le Shoigig Ba'akose, Fakert. But this we do have a Hekish. You're telling, but so that I can learn that from Hakor's Odom, from Hakor's Behemoth. Hakor's Behemoth is no difference if he was a Shoigig or a Mezid in the Hakor. So who are din that cause Odom? There's no difference. Shagik and Mezid in the Hakko. Inami oil maka Odom ayri ba asrbe makbeim nam ayri bechol inyan da asrbe. He was mas on everything. Lachimotzlmei ayri b'shabes v'loy b'horag Odomimo because the whole chol inyan has to be asrbe. I'd just like to mention one ha'orem. Taisvis in the Kasha says that. Maybe it's, I have a Hekish, just like Maka Odom is speaking about Asrubay, Maka Behem is also Asrubay. But on the Shabbos, it's not Asrubay. But it's not Asrubay. The Maka Behem is Asrubay. So we see from Tosfos Tachsich Meir Achidush, that by Maka Behem, it's Shaykh Aschor. Now, in my mute knowledge, you can only give Aschor a love. Now, what lav is there by Maka Behema? So I'd just like to mention one thing. The stipler in the beginning of Baba Kama Simen Aleph, he brings down a Loshon HaTur, Kishem Sha'osa Lignoiv V'Ligzel Momin Chaveroi, Kach Osa Lahazik Momin Sheloi. So Bekitzer, he found a tool that the tool says that there's an Issa Lahazik. Now, he mutchitzich very much to figure out what the Issa is. A mutchitzich. And, I don't know if he found a love. He has chayis and it's also, but, a love, it's a mitzvah of Shabbos Haveda. So if you believe to be Meshavedis, you're not permitted to do the hepech of that. Perhaps, Pshatan Artaisvis is, maybe that's perhaps the Pshatan, the Loshon HaTur also, the Rabbeinu Yoine, I'm a Chodesh Tikka Rabbeinu Yoine, the beginning of Masechtas Ovis says as follows, Moshe Kibbol Teire Misinai, so he says it's going on Teire Shebeksav and Teire Shebalpeh, She Teire Befei Rusho Nitno, the Teire was given with a Perish, Shebeloi Kein Iev Shelamid Bo, because without the perish, you don't know what's doing. Shaharei ksiv loy sigzel. It says in the Torah loy sigzel. V'chol hanizikin b'chlal oisei lav v'heim min ha-Torah.
So the Rabbeinu Yoinah said, but that's Perusha already. That's Perusha Bar Peh. That's not Perusha Miksav. So Bar Kaponim, so that's the Perush of the Torah. So the Rabbeinu Yoinah seems to say that one is Oivalei Sigzo by Nezikin. B'chol HaNezikin B'chlal Oisei Lav. So Mamela Sotosis is very good. There's a lav. You mask someone. He wants to his make behemah. Habiyidya Oivalei Sigzo. Fakat. It's v'mayne mishalem milke loyloki by gzeila. It's a lab and it's a glass and it's a little, whatever it is. You pay. The pasuk says you pay and you don't get malchus. But al kaponim there's a lav. There's a lav of leisigzel, and that is pshat in the pasuk.